Welcome to Talks from the Bible. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Isaiah 6:1-3. In the midst of the holiness of God, Isaiah saw himself as a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Isaiah 6:5. God is unstained without any flaw. There is no mark of iniquity in his being, and transgression he does not know. God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Isaiah 5:16. We are to come before him in holiness. We must be holy to be in his fellowship. For God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. In our heart, God must be lifted up as we desire the perfection of his holiness. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Psalm 99:3-9. His holiness must become our holiness, and his purity must become our purity. The assurance of his fellowship demands that we be holy. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. We must cleanse ourselves in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we have the power to become the children of the holy God. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4. The eternal plan of the holy God was to make us holy. God through Christ has reconciled us in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:21-22. In Christ we become the elect of God, holy and beloved. Colossians 3:12. We therefore dress ourselves in the holiness of God. Even though we dwell in the midst of unholiness, we must perfect holiness in our life, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2:15. We must, like Isaiah, see the holiness of God and shout as the beast before his throne shouted, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Revelation 4:8. Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.